Here starts Opie and Anthony.
Why don't you go knit me a sweater before I slap you in the face?
Suckle. Wow.
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show. I got a phone call, and for the first time in I don't know how long, I listened to this station on my drive-in.
Strap in, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Good strategy, Don. A little late, though. A little late.
Couple phone numbers in the New York area, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, including...
Yeah.
Cleveland!
Goddamn you guys in Cleveland.
And D.C.
Yes!
866-277-4WOW if you're outside of New York and Cleveland and D.C. and other cities. 866-277-4WOW.
Hubby, I can't see you over there. Could you move your skateboard? Because it's totally in the way of my line of sight here. Entertaining. That's what I call it.
I give them that. They finally had an entertaining show in New York City. Bravo. Bravo, boys. Bravo.
Yeah.
But a little too late, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, it is. It's just a little too late. You want to start one of these, I don't know, little radio battle thing or something? You probably should have done something while it mattered.
Well, let's start by saying, because we're on a lot of cities, Anthony.
Yeah.
We're on something like 22 cities now. A lot more than Don and Mike, so now we have to tell everyone what's going on. You see, Don and Mike, they're not really in our league, but we'll come down to their level for this little discussion before we move on and actually do an entertaining show for everyone today.
Have a little fun.
Obviously, they didn't have much to talk about today, so they had to rip into us.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike, who they're the show on before us here in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
After being on in New York City for 2.5 years...
Is that all? It seems like 10 effing years have gone by.
Probably a little less than 2.5 years. I really don't know. I want to try to stick with the facts. They are failing miserably doing middays at this radio station in New York City.
Right.
So bad. It's ridiculous, actually. They got a 0.8 rating.
Mm-hmm.
0.8 rating. Now that they know the end is near, and that is a fact, Don and Mike will be off the air in New York City in the very near future.
It's imminent. The end is imminent.
That's why I'm a little embarrassed for them, because they had 2.5 years to take their shots at us and fight back and do what they had to do to kind of build an audience and defend themselves.
Now they smell the end. Now you smell the end right there, just nipping at you, and now you decide to do something.
They figured as they're leaving New York, they're going to try to take as many shots at us as possible. You know what, Don and Mike, you know, a little too late. Too late. You're a bunch of pussies. Everyone thinks you're pussies for doing it this way.
A little late.
You know, why don't you be a man and realize that you failed miserably in New York and it's over for you guys. Okay? But no, you're going to take your shots now and try to explain to your faithful listeners that the reason you failed in New York horribly, I mean, it's an embarrassment, is because Ant and I didn't support you.
That's something you're going to have to take with you for whatever career you have left, is the fact that you failed miserably in New York City, the number one market.
Right.
There's no spinning it. It's not like getting on and saying that people spin ratings, numbers, or this, that. This is fact. You sucked in New York City. It didn't work, and you will be gone from this station.
We are meeting new shows every day.
What do you think? They're parading the new programs in here for this slot? You know, the one we got because we got the backing of the company? Yeah, the 3-7 shift. That one. You think they're parading shows in to replace that? No. No, they're parading shows in here desperately trying to find anything to put in that might get a rating better than a 0.8.
As soon as they find a show, they're gone. It's just a matter of time.
Completely gone.
If they had a show to plug in today, you know what? You wouldn't have heard Don and Mike going off on Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fez and the rest of the gang here at NEW.
Uh-huh.
So, I feel bad for the guys. I mean, they gave it a good shot, you know?
They did?
They were passed up by the company. They were passed up by their own hometown station for us, and they're holding a grudge. What can I tell you? I'll tell you one thing. If someone came to us in the company and said, hey, guys, I know you did a pretty good job for us, but you know what? We're going to move you to middays to make room for these new guys. Aunt and I would probably walk.
You go bye-bye, and then what? You see, I don't know, there's a lot of other radio companies out there. Maybe you you'd do better with one of them.
We'd walk, we'd go get a job across the street, and then we'd kick their asses.
Yeah, that's the way you do it.
You allow the company and your hometown station to do that to you, and you've been holding a grudge ever since.
It bought him a little more time here, I think, as far as, well, we're not live in New York. That's what it is. It's the tape delay. All right, here you go. We'll put you on live. What happened? The show that was here before, the Radio Chick.
We hated the Radio Chick. Everyone knows that. We hated her, too.
There was no support there, and she did 10 times better.
We'll stick with the facts. Probably 3 times better.
8, let's see.
She
had in the twos.
She had in the two shares, and she was on before us for a while, and we openly hated her. So what happened there, Donna, Mike? What happened there?
Well.
What's the excuse there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Don, the Leslie Gold, who you befriended and used to talk, behind our backs with.
Yeah.
You guys were all buddy-buddy, knowing the whole time that you were going to take her job.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy you are.
And turned it into what? A point eight. A point eight. To talk to me on air. Yeah, sure.
Bye-bye, Don. Bye-bye. It was a good shot, though, Don.
Oh, what? Now you don't want to discuss it?
Sure. There's nothing to discuss.
Sure, let's discuss it. Let's discuss your ratings on WJFK in my home market.
Absolutely, Don. Fine.
Let me do it.
Fine.
How does it feel to be in 14th place?
Not bad at all. We're still building an audience.
Are you really?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Not from the numbers I'm looking at.
Don, we are doing so much better than you are doing in New York. That's for sure.
I don't dispute that, but I have the numbers in front of me.
Hey, Don.
From D.C. And
Don,
about those New York numbers, why don't you be specific when you say you're number one in all male demographics?
We are number one men 18 plus, number one men 18 to 49. That's what we were hired to do, yes.
Yes, and what are the numbers?
Who cares? We're number one. I don't have them in front of me.
You say you're number one, 18 to 34.
And plus, Don, are we number one men 18 plus in Washington, D.C. with this trend?
Let me look, and I will tell you, I know you're down.
It doesn't matter. We number one men 18 plus in Washington, D.C. with the trend that
came out. Yes, which is not the goal.
Yes, thank you.
You're such a dick. Did your skateboard fall and hit the button?
Thank you, Don.
You want to talk about success stories in syndication?
I'm not going to nitpick with a guy that's a complete loser in New York City.
Failure. We don't want some of that failure rubbing off on us, Opie, here in New York City. You know, how about Cleveland numbers today? Boy, there's a proven success story for the O&A show.
Dude, we're killing all over the place,
yeah.
And we're doing just fine in D.C.
Philly, Boston, we're building an audience in D.C.
Don, don't do this to yourself.
Is it possible that
don't do this to yourself, Don.
Yeah,
you're
Don,
looking really
stop.
Silly.
Let me read you the
You're looking
numbers,
really silly.
Oh, what a
I said to start the show today, it's a desperate man. I feel bad for him.
He is very desperate. He would never, never have called to take the abuse if he wasn't a completely desperate man.
You don't see Ant and I calling his show.
Absolutely not.
Or anyone else for that matter.
We will do just fine in D.C. with no help.
Yeah.
From Don Geronimo.
We don't need any help to get an audience for our radio show. And you know what? If we do fail eventually in D.C., we're not failing right now.
No.
Then at least I could walk away and go, you know, Ant and I did our best. It's just not going to happen in Washington, D.C.
We're not going to cry that we didn't have Don's support.
It looks like Frieda's on the line.
Hey,
Don.
Hey, Don.
We're calling the U-Haul, so we're going to do you a favor.
Okay,
we're going to pack up all your bags in New York.
Before you hang up, because you're afraid to hear the truth, and you're afraid for your audience to hear the truth.
You mean the truth that you're done in New York?
Here you go.
And
you're
going to be fired?
Here's the truth. Here's the truth, Anthony.
Yeah.
The truth is we'll continue broadcasting in D.C., and Don and Mike will not be broadcasting in New York City.
That's the truth.
There you go.
Yeah.
Are you listening to these numbers?
Absolutely.
These numbers are not going up, asswipe. They're going down.
No, they're not.
Oh, no, Don, really?
Really?
I think you're smart enough in
Wow.
That hasn't been known. Oh, my God.
Don't you want to hang up on me?
Oh, my God. That was a mic source on the air.
Wow, he's got my real name, Anthony.
Ouch. Oof. Oh, my God.
You forgot
how?
The AKA, fat boy.
It's actually getting embarrassing.
How sad is it? I know. Now I kind of feel bad.
I do feel bad.
Oh, my God.
I feel really bad. The fact is, we'll continue in D.C., and they will not be continuing in New York.
You know what the truth of the matter is, too? If you're the Don and Mike show, and you get relegated to middays, where you now have to sit, you better count your blessings that your ratings went up. If you're in a city for 15 years, and you build an audience... and you go to middays, you should just pray every night that your ratings stay high in D.C. because you got nothing else going on. You've failed in New York in the number one market. That's on your resume. You have you know what company you have? Darian O'Toole, Danny Bonna douchebag, that elite few that have just completely crashed and burned in New York. Now, Don, you're part of that. You're part of that fraternity. Tom Lickass, you're part of that. Have that go with you. Because you failed. And as far as Washington goes, you should count your blessings. You're doing well. Count your blessings. You were able to get most of your audience from afternoons to listen to you on middays. The fact of the matter is, we had a lot lower ratings in D.C., in our time slot, a couple of months ago. We flushed out the people that did not want to hear us because they were used to your brand of humor. And that audience is building. There's no denying that. Read from a trend. Go ahead, Don. I could pull up trends from this station that go back a lot further than we've been in D.C., and they're consistently nothing. Nothing. Pull up our trends from D.C. Watch. See where we were 2 months ago. Are we higher, Don? Of course we are. It's building. When you go outside of this station in New York City, are there hundreds upon hundreds of people waiting for you to sign stuff, shake hands, have a beer with you? No. When we were at JFK a couple of weeks back, that was a goddamn crowd of people, man. Rabid fans from your backyard, Mr. Geronimo. Hanging out. Not 10 people at a bowling alley in Jersey. You nothing. You failed in New York, Don. Failed. Pack your crap and leave. Actually, we'll do it for you, Don. Rick, you got the number?
We just need an address to send their stuff to.
That's it. JFK. We're getting a U-Haul here. We're taking all of your unfunny crap from your office, loading it in the U-Haul, and you can pick it up at JFK, because you're not welcome back here. We don't like failures and losers to share the microphone here at this station. Okay? Bad enough you stink it up with your friggin' breath. The last thing you have to do is stink up the atmosphere with your unfunniness. There you go. There you go. Not welcome back here. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, well, they'd be off the air tomorrow if we had something to put in. Put a god-effing chimp on the air. It'll get a 0.9. A 0.8. You know, in New York City where there's so many people, a 0.8 really isn't that bad. Is that what the sales staff is supposed to tell clients? Don Geronimo says 0.8. Not that bad. It sucks. But we won't have to worry about it much longer. There's no coming back from this, Don. You're done. You failed in New York. As you drive around D.C., between 3 and 7, you'll still have to hear Opie and Anthony. You'll still hear our show. In New York, nothing. I won't have to have your annoying voice and your wife's annoying effing voice coming out of my God effing radio from the seat that I sit in. A winner's seat, not a loser's seat, Don. Look at Mike and Buzz's eyes when you pick up the phone from Frida. They're disgusted. It's not funny, it's not entertaining, and it sucks every effing day with her. I am so glad we will not have to listen to that in New York. I'm sure the listeners, the 8 of them, will care.
We might have one on the phone now. Chris, what's up?
One, what's going on?
Hey.
Listen, I love you guys, but you're kind of acting like bitches today. Don wants to get a little argument. You know, let the man say what he has to say.
Oh, he had
don't keep hanging up on
he
him.
Had four 4 hours to say what he had to say during his show. We let him have his piece. You didn't see me and Opie calling up his show. What, now we're supposed to get into some debate with him? No, Don says this is getting pathetic. It sure is, Don. Stop calling.
Well, he wants to be on our show so people could actually hear what he had to say on his show.
Exactly. What's the matter, Don? No one heard what you said in New York? Is that what happened, Don? No one heard what you said in New York, what
you
point
eight? You guys are the biggest pussies I have ever met in my life.
This is getting pathetic, Don.
You are the biggest pussies. You're real good at hiding and running. Let's talk about your little motif in the studio where no one makes eye contact with you, that you must have the hallways cleared before you walk through the hallways. Oh, and I love the phony laughter.
Oh, Don, that is a gem.
Whatever amount of money dumb F's want.
Hey, Don, I can bring in the whole staff. I can bring in the whole staff, and they would say that is not true.
Hey, Opie.
Talk about forced laughter.
What the hell is that about? That we clear the hallways?
Oh, my.
That's a good one. That's a hot one. Clear the hallways. Like you clear the phone lines before we come in. We come into empty phones. Clear the hallways? Stop it.
Oh, my.
Well, Get real.
The only reason we're clearing the hallways is so I could skate through on my skateboard.
On his skateboard.
Where I got from the skate shop.
The skateboard stand.
Oh, yeah, the skate stand.
Oh, dear.
Keep listening, Don. Keep listening to a show that people listen to.
Keep listening to the show that replaced you in Washington, D.C.
Right.
There you go. That's the facts. You were passed up by the company. You were passed up by your own hometown station for us.
You failed miserably here. And there's no denying it. There's no excuses for it. Done.
Hey, anyone see celebrity boxing?
That was great. Did you see it, Don? We're Screech to your horse shack. Why does he keep trying to call? God, is that sad.
Because he's obsessed with us.
That is sad. Take a Xanax and relax. Jesus.
Oh, my.
My stars.
Oh, Evan, what's up? Clear the field. Clear the hallways. Opie's coming through.
On his skateboard and his baggy pants. And his
clear the hallways.
And his hat that's on sideways. By the way, Don, Godsmack hasn't put out an album in over a year now.
Yeah.
So
that was when you want to talk about newer music or something like that, pick a new band. Pick an album that just came out.
And you're right. The Eminem thing was no big deal.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. Being all over MTV and VH1 is really no big deal for a radio guy. Yeah, you're right.
Just by doing your show, not by sending out press releases that you're going to have some bitch from some TV show on your show that no one picked up on anyway. Sending out your own press releases. Hey, look who's going to be on our show. No one picked it up. No one cares. Another desperate move. Another desperate move. Why don't you just have her pleasure herself with some plastic items on the mic? That might be interesting to listen to.
And it would smell better when he was done.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. Oh, my. Evan, what's up?
For the love of Eve.
Not much, guys. I was listening to their show. I used to be on the radio.
Some naughty language.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Terrible. I thought it was crazy. They're acting just like Piazza. Somebody called them gay, and now they're trying to defend themselves like they got something to prove.
It's, you know what this is? Let's to be totally real.
It's really
a desperate move.
No, what's really weird is we have pretty much left them alone. We take a jab here and there, but nothing major. I mean, we've been just putting on quality radio for the last 6 months or so.
We were told, please, could you do us a favor and not bash Don and Mike? If they make it or fail, it's going to be of their own accord and not because you bash them. You know what? We went, you know something? Fine. We will do our show. Believe it or not, Don, we'd go, hours without thinking of Don. We have a show to do, so we do it.
They tried bashing you guys for hours today, and then at the end they were trying to apologize and say, we hope you're the best.
Oh, stop it.
Because, deep down, they're both very insecure.
It's a desperate move.
They act all tough on the radio, but behind the scenes, they're crying.
They're just like Piazza, a couple of catchers.
He's very aware that we absolutely do not need him in D.C., and he absolutely needed us in New York. And when we just sat back and let him do what he wanted to do. He failed miserably.
And it's not our fault that the company decided to put us in afternoon drive.
It's not our responsibility to help other shows either.
I'd rather fail in D.C. knowing that we try to do it on our own.
You guys work in the center of the universe right there. You work in New York City, man.
It's New York City, syndicated out to a lot of markets that are, man, loving
the
show.
Washington can kiss your ass compared to New York.
Giving us
the greatest people are there.
You know what? We've talked to a lot of our listeners down in D.C. when we visited recently, and they're beyond cool, man.
Yep.
We got an audience down there. We know it.
Uh-huh.
We totally know it. And we also have said many times in the show that it's going to take a while for us to build a huge following down in D.C. It's going to take time. And as long as the company gives us time, and I know they're going to, we're going to be just fine. We're going to be just fine. So, you know, and in all fairness, the company gave Don and Mike a really good chance to make it in New York. And, you know, they could blame us. They could blame whatever they want. But they got to look at themselves. Their type of show just did not work in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Did not work.
The only thing good they have going for their show is Leah. Listen to her in the morning. It's the only thing that gets me through my day at work.
All right. There you go.
There you go. A rousing endorsement.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Let me go to Anthony. Anthony, what's up?
Opie, Anthony. Listen,
hey.
I have a lot of things to say. Opie, follow me. Don't go reading any instant feedback while I'm talking here, okay? Nobody wants to hear about Frieda. We don't want to hear about your life. We all got wives at home. We listen to the radio to escape. That's number one. Number two, isn't D.C. a Tutsun town?
D.C. a what?
A Tutsun. Got a lot of Negroes, right?
Well, they call it Chocolate City, I think.
Chocolate City, okay. How are you supposed to be, like, number one in a town full of Tutsuns? How? Okay? Nobody cares about you, Mike. You should let Ron and Fez come back to middays so I could stop listening to Rush Limbaugh during the day. Leave New York, go back down to D.C. Nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about your wife. Nobody cares about your retarded kid and kicking him out for hard shoes.
All right. Thank you.
That's not easy to listen to either.
And Ann and I get this really bad reputation that we hate all other radio shows.
Yeah.
The fact is, Ann and I have been in New York or back home in New York now 4 years, and they have just piled a bunch of crap around us.
Mm-hmm.
No one will argue that.
Right.
No one will argue that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but right now we're digging Scott Farrell, and we're digging Ron and Fez big time.
Well, you know, we're just threatened, or they kiss our ass, so that's why we like them.
Yes.
That's what was said, I believe, before this program here in New York, is that the only reason we like Ron and Fez is because they kiss our ass. Maybe because I listen to them on the way home. They are funny, entertaining, and don't take themselves too seriously. There you go. How about that?
How about that?
That's fun to listen to. I go to their events because they're fun. Fun guys.
Why don't we take a break, Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
And a little message to Don. Don, you would never see me calling up your show four times and getting hung up on. That said a lot.